I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's 2 o'clock. You know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta! What's going on? I'm trying to bring the emphasis. What's going on, man? Dukes and Bell, got some bad news for y'all.
What?
You want Harbaugh? You can't have him. We start every hour of every show by saying, hey, man! What did you do after the boat show that you lost your voice?
Well, you might
My
say...
My voice is weak.
I might have gone boating. Look, I have no idea. I wasn't screaming at the game last night. Okay, so I had some coin on it, but I wasn't screaming right at the game last night. I wake up. We did our pre-show, and that's when it really hit me that, as many of you may be able to hear, the range is not there. And so I'm like, Atlanta. And I was like, Mike, this is not going to work.
Right.
So I have no idea. But I was thinking today, just for the fun of it, maybe I'll do the show in my Stephen A. voice because it's right here. And I'm so sick and tired
right
of Trey Young. We're going to talk about that, y'all. We're going to talk about that. But I can't. I just don't know where my range is. So
right, well,
I may be in my Stephen A today. We'll see.
We'll work around it. I mean, I always find when my voice is struggling, I can always do pukey announcer voice. It's very easy. Sound like Kent Brockmeyer. Anyway, so, and in that voice,
I love Brockmeyer.
Fans who had a hankering for one John Harbaugh, here's what he wants, Carl, according to Tony Grossi in ESPN Cleveland.
Tell me what he wants.
$20 million per year. Harbaugh wants $10 million. $1 million for his staff budget, total authority over the roster, and he would like to select his own general manager.
Let me ask you something. Who does he think he is?
He thinks he's Super Bowl winning champion head coach Harbaugh.
Okay, I get that. I get that. I understand. Yeah. But he is demanding things right now that he is in no position to demand. To think that John Harbaugh is demanding $20 million and all of this money for his staff is absolutely ridiculous.
He'll get all of that stuff, by the way.
He will.
The thing is, the Giants have an incompetent general manager in Shine. The Dolphins don't have a GM. It sounds like him and Miami are made for each other right about now. You know, if you go from what Coach Brought was, again, great offensive mind, not a head coach. And Mike McDaniel, of course, out of the box, and Greer, the GM, who got earlier. But anyway, that just dropped from ESPN Cleveland again.
So did Miami, fellas, didn't Miami hire their general manager today?
There you go.
So they hired a guy from the Packers. And everybody down there is saying, well, obviously, we're not getting John Harbaugh because he's not selecting this guy. And everybody thinks that you need to go with the former Ravens front office assistant, who's now with the Chargers, Mike, mm-hmm. to maybe get Jim Harbaugh. The name will come up to me here in a second.
Okay.
But the Dolphins just hired their guy. So a lot of folks are now.
John Eric Sullivan.
Correct. Now they're disassociating Harbaugh with going to Miami.
Always worry when you have three names. You're usually the presidential assassin or a good playwright. Anyway, but John Eric Sullivan, to Carl's point, is the dude. So we'll see if that precludes Harbaugh from discussing a job opportunity in Miami. Everybody else is wide open. Yeah, I will say this, and I just tweeted it earlier. Mike Bell, ATL, Farrell, Carlies, put him up, C-Dukes. I do like the demands. One vision. You know, and I know yesterday we heard about the potential realignment with the Falcons. And,
sure.
You know, if Matt Ryan takes this job, it's all about football. It's not about the stadium. It's not about selling hats and hot dogs. It's all about the Falcons and the product on the field. Okay. But I do agree with, I think one way or the other, if you feel a guy has got the juice or the gravitas, as we say, then you give Harbaugh what he wants. If you feel, you know, the last guy to do all that, I think it was Holmgren. Other than of course Bill Belichick, remember his nickname in Seattle? They called him the Big Show.
That's true,
because Holmgren ran everything, and they did get to a Super Bowl. Came up short against the Steelers after his success in Green Bay. But anyway, that's one thing out there about Harbaugh. The other big story, of course, and we'll get into it. I ran into a ton of Indiana fans today downstairs at our big food court called Politan Row here at Colony Square.
They're everywhere,
and have not seen one Oregon person yet.
I haven't either. Seriously. I thought I might run into one last night downtown, but as we were downtown for the boat show, I haven't either.
Right. Orange just said, time change. Still early for those folks. Go get out of the rack.
What, are they sleeping in?
Yeah, man. Coming east. This hour of the show is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let those guys get your house looking good. I got to do some pressure washing myself. I'm going to call them dudes. Let them do it. As far as, you know, last night, brother, what a game. And it was a slow burn. Initially, it looked like Miami was going to eat clock and wear out Ole Miss, and that's all she wrote. But how about Ole Miss staying with it?
Yeah, man, look, credit to Ole Miss. And here's the kicker for me. No SEC teams in the national championship game for the third consecutive year. The dominance is over. And that goes for Georgia. We've talked about this. That goes for Bama. Bama fans, you don't even trust your coach. The idea that an SEC team is going to be playing for the national championship every year is gone. Parity is real, and you're seeing it with the likes of an Ole Miss and Indiana. Even Mike, when you talk about Miami, from where Cristobal has built this team. But yes, I love the story. It didn't, you know, the fairy tale didn't finish, but I love the story. And the bottom line is, I said this to you guys today as we did our pre-show called Behind the Curtain. I thought Miami was just better and still was able to overcome their mistakes. They had four drop picks last night.
Right.
If you watch this game, four interceptions that should have happened. If it does, what does this score look like? They overcame 10 penalties for 74 yards. And then on top of that, Mike, I think Big O mentioned it. They own time of possession. So in every facet, when you talk about like Miami dominating this game, and look, I don't care who wins tonight, and I know there are a lot of Indiana fans here. I get it, Hoosiers. Whoever wins tonight is going to have a problem with this Miami team.
Right, and that's why, I mean, I picked Oregon. I picked both dogs. I thought I had it last night. Like most folks, if you did bet Ole Miss, and obviously you didn't get that, and Miami covers, is I think Indiana has a better chance of beating Miami than Oregon. I think, honestly, I think Oregon's quarterback, Dante Moore, will get eaten up by that Miami team. I just don't think he can handle what they're going to throw at him. And I do think Indiana can maybe make Carson Beck's day a bit much. Here's the thing about Beck, and you and I were talking about this morning. That drive, I mean, he looked shaky. He was short on throws. He missed some guys. The wide open play, he couldn't miss.
No.
But then on that drive, man, he put it together and made the right decision, made the right read, pulled it down, and scrambles for the touchdown. And how about Carson Beck? You know, I mean, that was a gritty, gritty drive.
Yeah, defining career moment, Mike, for Carson Beck, at least his college career. I mean, guys, he's been in college, what, 6 years now? He's played a lot of games. But that scramble for a three-yard touchdown, 18 seconds left. The U fans are losing their minds because it's been two decades since they've won a chip. And, you know, we forget how down this program was. They were not ranked 14 times between the time you go back to their last national championship,
right?
And where they are now. 14 years of finishing not ranked in the top 25. So, Mike, five titles, yeah, but as we said, you got to go back to 83 and then in the late 80s. And then, so there are a lot of people who never knew or experienced what this program was, even when the great Jimmy Johnson was there and prior to him. So right. 2001, And now, 2026, you get a chance to play for another title.
Larry Coker goes undefeated, and eventually it kind of got a little mediocre under him. And then Randy Shannon, Al Golden, horrible coaches.
Horrible.
Mark Richt had a 10-win season, but just it didn't fly. Manny Diaz was completely in over his head. And some folks felt that way the first two seasons for Mario Cristobal. And again, Miami last night, they kind of did the old Hurricane thing. I said this to Carl, whether it's the 80s, 90s, or whatever, you know, decade, they do some stupid stuff. So they lost their poise, started pile jumping, hitting guys late, you know, some dumb personal fouls, but they were able to weather that. I think if Ole Miss scores a touchdown and doesn't have to settle for a field goal on that drive, maybe that changes things, but they're able to get it done. And now at home, I know it's never a home field advantage for them ever, but this will be because everybody in South Florida and their uncle is going to have tickets for that game.
Yeah. And here's what's crazy about this old Miami thing. They've never won an ACC championship. They've been in the ACC, Mike, all these years and never won an ACC championship. Right. So now they have a chance to win a national title before ever being crowned conference champions.
Join the ACC, you said it, 2004 is when they joined the ACC.
It's crazy. So this is a great run. Carson Beck, congratulations. And he was really good, by the way. First half, guys, 78% completion rate. He was on point. Whoop, 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 just making the passes, the throws, 268, two touchdowns. He did have the pick, but he runs for another. So, Mike, three touchdowns attributed to Carson Beck last night.
Yeah, and I thought that the only thing last night was Shannon Dawson getting too cute. Their OC, they're running the football. They're just pounding and time of possession. And then they run a flea flicker.
Dumb.
Stupid.
Dumb.
I mean, that's the one thing. I mean, if Mario Cristobal can simply just streamline it and keep the cute stuff out, they can play power football and just eat your lunch. And the last thing, I was talking about this earlier with Day-Day, they should have stopped, and they kind of started to go and eat more clock down the stretch, but they were still, Ole Miss was snapping the ball, Carl, with 14 seconds. And I know they were wearing out Miami, and Miami was, they're carting players off the field, but Ole Miss, they needed to wear down that clock more before their final score.
Yeah, look, you can't make those mistakes, and here's why I do believe in Indiana. And this is not a knock on Oregon or Dan Lanning, and look, I think Dan's done a great job, but Indiana has been flawless, and I mean this. They don't make mistakes, guys. Do you guys realize the last time they had a fumble, I think, was like September. Mm. Anybody. Then you talk about, Mike, hey, what about the penalties? They don't penalize themselves, and Mike Mendoza doesn't turn it over. What I'm telling you is those mistakes, if Miami does play Indiana in the championship, they will lose.
Right.
Because Indiana does not make those dumb mistakes. This is a very disciplined football team. And say what you want. Kirk Cignetti and his staff have done a great job. Their backs, they don't fumble. There's just something about how perfect they've played this season when you talk about the turnover game and then hurting themselves.
So you got Cristobal, who went to Christopher Columbus High School, and now you got potentially Fernando Mendoza. First things first.
That's right.
Oregon, and you got to beat them twice in the same season. You did beat them in their house, and then Oregon coming off that win down there in the Orange Bowl, looking pretty good. So we'll talk more about that throughout the day. We'll get your calls on it, too. And again, if you see an Oregon fan, let us know. Text us. Hit us up on the text line. Haven't seen any Duck fans of yet.
Like an alien.
It's all Hoosiers, man. Coming up today, Bryant McFadden will join us, our weekly visit with him. Steve, the sandbagger Coonan, will join us.
Yes, he will.
As we tried to pump information out of him about
what did he say last week to us?
You know, these rumors, unsubstantiated rumors about Trey being traded, I think you have to consider the source.
Yes, he said that.
You know, my mom's basementsports.com just doesn't cut it. So again, Steve is, if we're honest, has never been truthful about Hawks trades, but we still love him. He'll join us coming up a little bit later in the show at 4:40.
He will say, what did you guys want me to do? Tell you he was trading? Being traded?
Just state your source.
Yes.
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 Just state your source.
And a lot of folks,
I'm sick of him,
kind of coming around the pictures today of Trey's uniform, what's going to, you know, they got the gold and black. They got multiple uniforms like everybody in the NBA. But Trey going up there to play with the Wizards. The trade becoming official, I should say. Not official, but official. And now we'll see. A couple guys hit me up today. Daryl Porter had a great line. He goes, feel like Trey's story's not complete. Great scorer, great assist guy, Carl. Makes a lot of turnovers and a shot selection at key moments. Leaves a little bit to be desired. Maybe a change of scenery will help him in those.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Shortcomings, the defensive liability thing has been real for years, and that's a fair assessment. But we talked yesterday about the swag and the brilliance, and so un-Atlantic, because we're so used to, you know, in mediocrity, those 3 or 4 years that things are just cooking, you know, I mean, well, honestly, 2 years, Carl, for real talking about right, playoffs, right, real right. talk. But yeah, I just think Trey never got those pieces around him. We know that two things can be true. Trey is a fantastic scorer. He is a polarizing piece because some people gravitate more to what the listener had to say on Twitter.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.